Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Syndicate is attempting to chart our future, decide humanity's destiny. From my deep research, they are the worst possible group to be trying to control human destiny. In fact, anybody historically that tries to control human destiny by force creates an absolute nightmare. And with these globalists, it is their conscious plan to create a dystopian nightmare. They believe that they're creating an artificial survival of the fittest social Darwinism for our own good. This is going to be another very important transmission, to say the least. Congressman, former Congressman Ron Paul is going to be popping in at the bottom of the hour. The former Secret Service agent who quit over the tyranny he saw in the federal government, Dan Bongino, is going to be popping in as well. And Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs, who I talked at length with last night and this morning, is going to be joining us. It's very strange. I hadn't talked to him in a few weeks. Of course, friends with Michael Hastings, the mysteriously deceased. Well, it's not too mysterious now. We know he's pretty much killed. The evidence all points there. Michael Hastings. So I just put my children to bed at about 9:30, and I sent him a text, and I said, "How are you doing? How is Hastings' wife doing?" And he said, "Oh, are you texting me because of CNN tonight? She's on CNN with Piers Morgan and seems incredibly happy." So I went this morning and watched it, and it totally freaked me out. He said he's had reporters, you name it, Fox News calling him saying they thought it was very bizarre as well. Just smiling like she'd gone to the first Beatles concert when they came to the U.S. and you know, the women's eyes are just starry-eyed. People do weird stuff when they're uncomfortable, but see, that's the problem. That's the problem. She told Staff Sergeant Hastings and other of his military friends, Hastings, Joe Biggs, that she was going to bring down who'd ever killed him at the memorial. And then when we were going to send reporters out there a few weeks ago, she called him up crying, saying, "Please don't do it." And so we decided to give her a few weeks. She said, "I've got an investigation going. I think you'll mess it up." And Staff Sergeant Biggs can't even bring himself right now to call her up. I don't know how much he's going to say when he gets on air with us, but there's a lot more to the story, too. And I tell you, it's really hard being a journalist because I'm a political pundit. I do analysis. I rant. I rave. I guess it's entertaining sometimes as a train wreck. But the reason this broadcast is successful is that we've proven historically to be very accurate and to be able to predict what's happening in the far out from an unfolding. And because I'm real, people know that, and they pick up on that. But it is torture to be told things and then talk to other sources and confirm things that are just bombshell. And then to have to sit here on information, because you've not been authorized to release it, that quite frankly is dangerous. But they killed him. You can bet your bottom dollar that. You can bet your boots. And we're going to be talking about that coming up. Whenever I'm speechless, folks, it's because I can't say what I know. Because I'm the type of guy that just goes with what they know. And when I know something and I can't say it, it's like having a frog in your throat. We'll be back. There's a lot more coming up. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What I know about the death of Rolling Stone journalist Michael Hastings has a lot of Army Rangers and regular Army and Special Forces scared. Scared to talk. Looking out their windows at night. Looking under their cars. It's one thing, I guess, to go to foreign lands and be engaged in combat because then the peer pressure says it's okay. It's another thing to watch your friend's car blown up and know that federal agency visited Hastings the day before it happened and that he told his friends via telephone and email and said they're coming after me, and all that's come out. And then Piers Morgan goes on TV last night and says it's a conspiracy theory. And I want to cue that up to when he starts to go to the widow and then calls it a conspiracy theory. He says there's a lot of conspiracy theories. He was working on a big story. He said in an email, my biggest story ever, CIA, they're coming after me. They're going to raid our offices, get lawyers. And then his car blows up. And then now we have the surveillance footage of it going down the road, explosion, and then it goes off the road into the tree. And that's what all the witnesses have said, and the police tapes have come out. And what I know, I've told the radio listeners, and no mainstream media will pick it up because they're controlled. None of them will touch it, except for some San Diego and LA TV stations, to their credit, but no national media. And his friends and family all know the feds were there, and that's why they're so scared, because I see the feds on the news saying, we never visited him. And then there's more about what Hastings said to friends and family. And quite frankly, people contact me with this info who are on record to be his friends and who are on record to get his last communications. And then they're like, yeah, but we can't go out public with this. It's too dangerous. What's dangerous is knowing this stuff. I'm going to play a clip from Piers Morgan, but let me just show you, if you're a TV viewer, radio listeners can pull this up on InfoWars.com. Michael Hastings' wife says suspicious crash was tragic accident. Paul Joseph Watson. Elise Jordan tells CNN that Rolling Stone journalist was on trail of hot story. So, to her credit, the known government operative, UK operative, globalist operative, Piers Morgan, says it's a conspiracy that he was even working on a big story. But let's talk about her for a moment, because she told Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs and others at the memorial, crying, that whoever did this was going to be brought down. Now, since then, she's clearly been threatened, because hours after I had Biggs on the show 2 weeks ago, and I said I was going to fly him and investigative journalist Wayne Madsen, who's an expert in investigating murder for hire top operations, and other reporters, InfoWars reporters. In fact, I was already pulling the trigger to go myself. He calls up and says, that afternoon, well, she called me up crying and then handed the phone to a friend saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't blow my investigation. Please just give me a few weeks. And then her friend said, please just go with her wishes. Now, let's talk about Elise Jordan. Let's go to her biography right here. Catherine Elise Jordan, born in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Jordan served as the director for communications in the National Security Council from 08 to 09. That is the shadow real government that runs the entire enchilada. You can go to the bibliography there, where it links directly through to the Atlantic Wire and the White House and AP about her bio. Okay, AP. White House. That's a fact. That she was the director of communications, or PSYOPs, for the White House Office of Presidential Speech Writing and the U.S. Embassy Baghdad, and for the Commanding General Strategic Advisory Group at the International Security Assistance Force headquarters in Kabul, Afghanistan, as well as speechwriter for Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. She also served as Director of Communications in the Naval Security Council before marrying Michael Hastings May 21st, 2011 in Mississippi. 2 years later, Mr. Hastings is dead. Now, she's got some explaining to do, and I understand she's a widow and our heart goes out to her. She had a child with Mr. Hastings. But she knows the feds came to the house and they're lying. And she knows that Hastings was working on a big story and that his car blew up. That's what the witnesses are now on record with the 9/11 tapes, confirming what other witnesses said. It's going down the road, it blows up in the middle of the street, then goes off the road into a tree. That's what the surveillance footage shows. Boom! An explosion underneath the car. That's why the engine went blowing out the back, the opposite direction, because it's under the car, probably in front of the engine. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't like having to report on stuff, but it's my duty. Do you understand? It's almost like slavery. that I can't be an egomaniac and I can't be into just enjoying myself and being a narcissist and a nihilist and going and having fun. I would love to go scuba diving in the Caribbean. I would love to go to the Smoky Mountains again. I would love to go to Colorado. I would love to go see really cool, neat people I know all over the world. I would love to take the offers, you know, to fly by private jet to, you know, the south of France. I can't do it because I've got too many responsibilities. And I'm not up here saying I'm some goody-two-shoes. Oh, aren't I great? But I am risking my life bringing you this information because somebody's got to do it. And my instinct is to tell the truth and stand up against this. I just can't sit here and bow in fear like everybody else does. That's why I just admire Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs, because the other Army people he knows that were even better friends with Hastings than he, they know all of it, folks. And they know what Hastings said before he died. And, you know, I've just gotten to the point of why am I even told this stuff and then I can't tell people about it. And I've already told over 10 reporters about this. And they, by the way, already know. It's an open secret. And I just can't believe, oh, he's been on, some of my contacts have been on the phone with Fox News. It's called him and others today. Everybody knows that the boat is sinking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. And then now the long winter sets in of slavery, where now the criminals go, yeah, we're spying on everything you do. Yeah, we're spying on petty crime with the NSA. Yeah, we're watching. Yeah, we're going to take your kids whenever we want for no reason. Yeah, we're going to put poison in the water. It came out in the news that, oh, Gardasil sterilizes women. Oh, who would have thought something being pushed by Bill Gates would sterilize women? Really, who would have thought they want it for 11 and 12-year-old girls that are about to go into puberty? I mean, who would have thought? We're just going to let them do that to us? I'm not going to sit here and take this stuff, okay? Where are the men in this country? Everybody is so scared. Well, I'm scared of being scared. I'm scared of living in fear. Let's go to this really creepy, disconcerting, unnerving, that's the word being used by the media behind the scenes, with the creepy British intel guy, Piers Morgan. You know why I blew up at Piers Morgan? Because I was disgusted by him. My skin crawled. He looked like a vampire in person, folks. He looked dead, like a reanimated corpse. Well, I'm not dead. I'm not dead yet. I'm alive, and I'm not backing down. My ancestors didn't, and I'm not. And civilization is built on men standing up to gangs and thugs. Civilization should be built on ingenuity and ideas and what you bring to the table, not being a bunch of armed thugs feeding on populations. I will not consign my family to slavery. I will not sell out to evil. Let's go to this clip. Here's part of it.
The first time we're going to hear now from his widow, Elise Jordan, who joins me exclusively. Elise, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
You've been a regular on the show as well as Michael.
Fake charm.
Incredibly sad, incredibly tragic. How are you, first of all?
Just taking it day by day. I was blessed to have the time with him that I had, so I feel very lucky for that. Yeah. And, you know, just taking it day by day.
Genuinely really happy.
As there always are in these situations, wild conspiracy theories that he was chasing some hot story, maybe connected to that, his late-night car crash in Los Angeles, other theories too.
Look at the look in her
eyes.
Do
you subscribe to any of this? Do you have any idea really what may have
happened? You know, I have no doubt that he was pursuing a hot story. He always had at least 5 hot stories going. That was
I work for the shadow government.
And he also, there will be published his profile.
You're seeing the video of this, folks.
In an upcoming issue.
She looks like she just won the lottery.
Weeks. But right now, the LAPD still has an active investigation. I don't really have anything to add. My gut here is that it was just a really tragic accident, and I'm very unlucky, and the world was very unlucky.
Yeah.
He was a real one-off. I mean,
that's enough. It goes on and on. So the car is driving down the road, and all the witnesses say it blows up and then into the air and into a tree, and now we have video of it driving along and a big explosion in the middle of the street, just like all the witnesses said. Now the 911 tapes are released, which the feds fought to stop. And she told people at the memorial, I'm going to take down who did this. So maybe she's putting a big act on so they think she's going to shut up. Undoubtedly, she's bare minimum been threatened. But remember, folks, she worked for the highest levels of the real government in this country. This is so creepy.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain hasn't fallen since the middle of July.
You know what happens when good men do nothing? Evil takes over. Thomas Jefferson said that.
Bankman says he likes me.
And it's true. Later in the broadcast, a story we put out yesterday has been picked up by the Daily Mail. Foster mother beats toddler to death after she was taken from biological parents because social services discovered them smoking pot. And had talked to neighbors and family and said, oh, yeah, sometimes the dad smokes pot. And so now the little girl's dead. And a minority of people on the YouTube video I shot about this last night that's up on InfoWars.com, and I've tracked back some of their handles and names. They're actually cops in Williamson County. They don't even hide that fact. You know, say, hey, shouldn't be smoking pot. It's the law. So, I know you got to say that so you feel like you're not part of this evil system. The government ships in the drugs, the hard drugs. On record, they try to put kids on hard drugs in the schools, the pharmacological drugs. The truth is, our government has more people in prison than any other government in history. The truth is, our government grabs more children a year than any other government's ever done. The truth is, it's a giant racket. And we're going to have a special report on that after Ron Paul leaves us at the end of this hour, or we're running out of time. It may be towards the next hour. Getting back to Michael Hastings, I want to explain something here. The feds did visit him a day before. He did put out an email to about 20 of his closest friends saying, hey, if anything happens to me, they're coming after me. I'm going into hiding under the radar to release a big story. They're probably going to raid different offices. Be ready. Get lawyers. That's all public. First, they called it a conspiracy theory the first few days when we told you. Okay? Now I've talked to his friends and others off record. Only Biggs, Staff Sergeant Biggs, is willing to go on the record. And he talks to other people that were at the funeral, the memorial. They're all scared. And obviously, they know why. They see the FBI on the news saying no feds visited Hastings, and they know that's not true. Some of these people talked to Hastings that day. And he said, they're coming after me. And then I go, well, you got to go on record. And they're like, man, I'm scared. I got a family. These people kill whoever they want. Now, look, the bigger issue here is anybody with a brain knows they killed Hastings. Now we have the video. The wife goes to the memorial and says in front of a bunch of his military buddies, I'm going to bring down whoever did this. And she believed he'd been killed. She goes on Piers Morgan looking like she was trying to win Miss America, you know, just radiating charm, totally happy, you know, oh, yeah, this is great. Yeah, the conspiracy theorist, a 180, folks. So if his charming beauty queen wife is an actress, she deserves Oscars. I just don't know what to say. Was it acting when she cried and said, I'll bring these people down? Or was this acting? All I know is something stinks under the floorboards. God help us is all I can say at this point. This is the type of thing that really freaks me out and makes me hate my job. Because honor dictates I tell the truth and I go out and I expose this. And where it leads is really, really shakes my confidence in humanity. I mean, my God, if we'll sell out our own families, ladies and gentlemen, we'll sell anybody out. That's one thing these contractors brag. You know, they'll kill their own mother if they're told to do it. Oh, that's real manly. That's real tough. You'll kill kids if you're ordered to. That's real tough. Now, the truth is you're a bunch of gang member cowards that do whatever you're told. And it's really shameful. This is the stuff that North Korea is made of. Sergeant Biggs standing up and telling the truth is the stuff that America and freedom and everything good is made of. So we're going to be continuing to scan all this, and we're getting to the point where it's all come out now. The footage, what happened, the witnesses, they blew his car up. No need to even go out to California. And I guess the system doesn't care now. They just want you to know, we'll kill whoever we want, whenever we want. End of story. And it's just an open secret, and all the reporters I talk to know it, and know what I know, and it's like, yeah, everybody's scared. So we're a nation of cowards. Well, my listeners aren't cowards, and I'm not a coward. We're taking action against this evil. I want to tell you about PrivateInternetAccess.com as we go to break and come back with Ron Paul. We hear news stories every day about the NSA spying on people. PrivateInternetAccess.com provides cybersecurity, encrypts internet connection, hides your IP address, providing anonymous browsing, provides firewall protection, prevents data mining, provides uncensored access to complete internet, also protects you from hackers, not just the government, maintains no records whatsoever, computer activity, can connect to 5 devices simultaneously, based in the USA, works anywhere in the world, PrivateInternetAccess.com. And then don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, about InfidelBodyArmor.com. It stops up to 308 and more, stops hundreds of rounds, not just what the ceramic does, 6 or 7, XXL, backpacks, a whole bunch of great stuff. Check out their online catalog, InfidelBodyArmor.com, InfidelBodyArmor.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined live with former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul, really the grandfather of the modern liberty movement. Here in the United States and worldwide, across the planet, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America to here in North America, people look to Ron Paul as the answer to the collectivist Borg. And they are letting us announce something big today about the new TV channel they're going to be launching. I'm told that this was supposed to launch tomorrow, but they're actually going to be announcing it today. We've got him for about 15, 20 minutes, but the congressman joins us to get into foreign policy, the meltdown of the Middle East, the funding of Al-Qaeda openly. I'm going to get into the Federal Reserve and what's happening with the bonds right now. Billions being lost a day. And we're also going to look at
the things that Ron Paul, myself, and others have talked about for decades and that we were ridiculed for, why it's all mainstream news now. So do we get any credit? No, we get attacked even more. Dr. Paul, thanks for coming on with us.
Good to be with you again.
Wow, so much is happening. First and foremost, you told him so again on foreign policy. What's happening there?
Well, same old things, only worse. You know, the whole idea that we continue to finance our enemies and our friends, and then our friends become our enemy, and nobody knows whose side they're on. That's why the argument for a non-interventionist foreign policy is so good, because there's always this flip-flopping. We support dictators for years and years and spend billions of dollars, and then, of course, when we get tired of them or they turn on us, then we look for a new dictator. You know, this craziness in Egypt, we demand that they have an election. They elect somebody we don't like, so then we have to send the weapons to the military, and then they have a military coup. So it goes on and on, and right now, of course, one of the big issues is whether or not we'll get to the bottom of the truth on Benghazi. But it shouldn't take too much intelligence to figure out that our CIA is just about every place in the world, and they were very much involved. But if we have the direct evidence that they were in Benghazi, and one of the reasons our ambassador was there, because he was sending weapons directly to a group of people that we wanted to throw over Assad in Syria, but the foolishness is that we send it to Al-Qaeda. You know, at one time they're our archenemy, they're wanting to kill us, but then we turn around, and we've done that in Afghanistan. We've sent money to the Taliban and sort of bribed them to give us protection, and then we get our weapons through, and then they go and fight and kill each other. So I think it's ongoing. It's very foolish, and it's really a big issue in a way our country has become bankrupt, too.
Well, it's almost like a snake eating its tail, because Janet Napolitano, outgoing head of Homeland Security, says 4 years ago, oh, the new threats, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, anti-war people, basically anybody with a political view outside of Washington orthodoxy, and that's the new threat. And then they say Al-Qaeda's not the threat. They're helping us in Libya and Syria. Then they say, oh, we've got to shut down all the embassies. And even the New York Times today admits that basically they put out these terror alerts to distract from the NSA news. That is simply amazing. How long can this disjointed, helter-skelter narrative continue to work, or is it not working now?
Well, it's not amazing that this is the truth. It's amazing, I think, the New York Times would admit it. But, you know, I think most of us, when we saw that and all the NSA was on the defense that they were closing its embassies, and they say, oh, there were 50 tax plan. We just saved us, you know, saved the country from it to prove that they're snooping and all the spying on Americans does some good. But, you know, they claim successes. They're all built on lies. And you heard the story where the testimony was that, yes, there were 54 saves that they prevented from happening. And then when they talked to the assistant NSA official, he says, oh, no, maybe one, but I even doubt that. So it's all based on lies. And I think this is probably a benefit to us, that most Americans now are becoming very, very leery of what our government tells us. And it's a terrible thing to have to go through, because who wants to give up on their country? We don't want to give up on our country, but I think it's high time we gave up on a lot of our politicians and the way our government's being run.
Again, former Congressman Ron Paul joins us here today. What do you make of the head of National Intelligence, Clapper, saying to Congress, we don't gather data on Americans when it's on record they do? And then General Alexander, the head of cybersecurity and the NSA, makes the same statement and then later admits that wasn't true either. But then he went to the Black Hat conference last week and repeated the lie again. I mean, it seems like a new level of deception. I'm going to play a few of those clips in a moment, but I'm sure you saw those in the last few weeks. What do you make of this?
I try to understand it first, and I don't think it's a moral issue for them. If it becomes a moral issue, they reverse things and say they are morally responsible for taking care of you and being to protect us. They don't understand that their moral responsibility is to provide protect our liberties. But they actually brainwash themselves into believing that they have an obligation to lie, the noble lie. You know, we're smart, people are stupid, and we have to take care of them. I mean, the whole notion of welfareism is based on the fact that people won't take care of themselves, and it ends up as a monster because all
sure.
the corporations and the banks to get the benefits. So, yes, they believe themselves that this is true, so they are lying. And the other reason I think you can expect these lies is when you have tyranny, it's based on lies. If you have truth tellers, it challenges the empire. And that is why they come down very, very hard on a whistleblower. They have to really make examples of them. Even if what they have revealed has done no harm other than tell the American people, and then they turn around and they say, well, you know, we got to punish them because they've turned this information over to our enemies. Well, you know, Snowden and Manning turned the information over to the American people. So I guess there's some people in our government that think we're the enemy and not some other country.
Absolutely. I mean, if people claim they're Americans, constitutionalists, and they support our system that's been proven to be the best one out there historically, hands down, then you know that tyrants try to spy on you in the name of your security, but it always ends up turning into an oppressive tyranny, generally by design, but it always, regardless, even with good intentions, goes bad. And then now they turn it around. We've got to violate your rights. Our responsibility, is to take your freedoms away. And how dare you try to keep us from protecting you? And then an incredibly transparent a fake terror alert. Even Governor Ridge admitted in his book a few years ago that under Bush they would issue fake terror alerts. In case listeners didn't hear this, here's Clapper and then Alexander, his counterpart, saying they don't spy on the American people. Here it is.
You'd give me a yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not with it.
Catherine Herridge, Fox News Channel. Thanks for taking my question. Will the Utah Data Center hold the data of American citizens?
No.
All right, that's enough.
Part one.
Going back to Ron Paul. Doctor, I mean, this is ridiculous.
Did you watch them on TV when they were saying that? You know, you don't have to be an expert psychiatrist to look at them and look at their faces and their eyes. You could tell they were lying through their teeth.
It looks like when my children, they don't do it much, but I've caught them lying about stealing cookies. It looks exactly like when my daughters eat all the cookies and lie about it.
Yeah, I think that is. They knew darn well, but once again, lying for them, if you can get away with it. I guess they've gone away with it for so long. Just think how many wars have been fought over lies. You know, how they maneuver us into war.
WMDs, all of it.
And so if they can do that and lose no sleep over it, you know, telling a little lie here and there about how much spying they're doing, they probably consider these minor lies compared to what we've been told in the past.
Absolutely. Congressman, I want to shift gears into your son because it's a big national issue. I've got to say that he continues to impress everybody in the liberty movement that he so deftly handles all these attacks. He has Joe Biden coming out against him in private meetings saying he's got to be dealt with. He's got Chris Christie coming out. He's got the president coming out against him. Karl Rove coming out against him. When the entire establishment is lining up against somebody, you know they're good. And the way he's really trying to defund the foreign bribery, the foreign aid, the way he's standing up against drones, I tell you, what is your take on them all lining up to shoot down Rand Paul?
Well, it's a pretty good indication that he's probably on the right track.
Yeah.
You know, when all the bad guys gang up on you, but it sorts it all out because, there's a few Republicans that do it too, and a lot of Democrats, but the leadership of both parties can't stand any of us. So because they are but one party, they pretend there's a great deal of difference. But if we reveal the truth, how many in the establishment, Republican or Democrat, would even consider anything we say about giving Bradley Manning a fair trial or Snowden a fair shake? They're not going to do it. And this is, I think people are beginning to realize because the information is getting out, a little bit differently now than it used to get out. We got
I've only got a few minutes left with you. Again, former Congressman Ron Paul joins us. I want to talk about the big announcement that you're going to make here on the show. I guess a day early, we're honored. But first off, looking at the future here, as you said, there's new media, there's alternative media. The numbers show in the aggregate we're bigger than the old media, the state-run media, DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, the constellation of sites that Ron Paul, who's joining us, has. I mean, overall, they've got metrics out there. We're now bigger than they are, but they can still unify and kind of regurgitate the same news, and then sometimes we even kind of get caught up in debating whatever talking point they've put out. But short-term, mid-term, long-term, what do you see in your historical crystal ball looking forward? How do you think this is going to go for the establishment? Because they are losing the people. Just last week, the Pentagon came out and admitted that they've got to stop lying to the people and said they're losing.
Yeah, and the papers are fading quickly. The Globe and Washington Post, you know, it's they're the old media. There's no doubt about it. So I have two thoughts on that. One, I brag about it, compliment young people because they're attracted to it. We were able to run, you know, very successful campaigns and organize a lot of people through the internet. At the same time, we know what technology is always advancing. And I think the question boils down, will the technology advance so quickly that our government can neutralize us and know everything that we're doing with the internet and cancel us out when we make use of it? Or will we be able to get around them and be able to have our own protection about government invasion or some alternatives? Can it become internationalized? I don't know these techniques, but it's going to be technological because the government's not going to go away quietly. They will have to admit one of these days that the days of the three majors dictating everything to us are over, that the access to the internet and what we're trying to do, you know, with our new programming, I think is a real challenge to them. But under the conditions of today, that's what we have, and we have to make the best of it.
Incredibly said, and I'm not trying to sit here and gush over what you just broke down, but that's the battlefield, and the establishment in cybersecurity admits this is a takeover. They're saying the Pentagon, the CIA will be involved in domestic psyops. They've always been, but now they're openly announcing it, and that they want to use technology to crush the public and manipulate social networking instead of the people using it to restore freedom and liberty. So there is a battle, a war going on. Do you agree that we're entering the event horizon, and that it will be the individual out there right now becoming a citizen journalist and supporting independent media who will decide the future of this fight?
Yeah, it will be, and we have to come to the understanding that it's just, you know, if you're a reporter for the Washington Post, that you have certain protections that we don't have. Everybody has the same protection for freedom of speech and publication, and everybody is a reporter, so everybody should have those same protections built in. But there will be a lot of contests, and I'm optimistic that right now there is a galvanized youth movement that's listening to our message, and that's where I get some encouragement. So I'm hoping that I can get some people to dial in and look at my website, my new website dealing with this channel. If they, you know, wanted to get caught up on exactly what's happening and seeing what's going to happen, the announcement tomorrow, as well as when the first program, I think I can let that go out too today because it'll come out tomorrow. And the first official program is going to be August 12th. And for people to know and get more information on this, it's very easy, ronpaulchannel.com.
Absolutely. And this won't be released until tomorrow, but you guys sent it to us early. We have your press release here, August 12th, 2013. So it will be launched, and you've already got hundreds of thousands of people that are signing up to be part of the channel. And if people will support InfoWarsNews.com, and if people will support RonPaulChannel.com, and if people will support the true new independent media and journalism, we'll be able to hire the reporters. You'll be able to hire the reporters. We'll be able to hire the filmmakers, the researchers. I mean, we did the math, Dr. Paul. In my 18 years, the amount of money I've made and put back in is $36 million that I put in to InfoWars.com and what we do. And it takes a lot of money to be able to do this, folks. You need to go be part of RonPaulChannel.com. Before you go, give us in the next minute any tidbits about the channel and what's going to be on it.
Well, the first thing in the early part of the show, we'll go over some very, very current events, sort of like what we do when I talk on your program. What's the biggest event? We'll quote something in the news, and I'll make my commentary on it. The big difference is with this media, it's not like me being interviewed on regular media where if I talk for a minute and a half, they cut me off, or like a debate. You know how they do. There's no time limits. There's no advertising.
It's unfiltered. We can have an online Ron Paul filibuster.
This makes me more comfortable because I'm not worried about how to pack into 32 seconds everything I want to say. You know, then you tend to want to speak quicker and this sort of thing. So it's
sure.
a much more relaxed environment, and we'll have guests. We're going to have guests on the shows, and we're going to try to pick out incidents where individuals are making successes. You know, last weekend I was at the YAL conference, Young Americans for Liberty, something like that. It's a very successful group, another group that's joining us, and it's only 5 years old. It was the outgrowth of one of our campaigns. So those kind of things, we want to recognize people who have achieved things, and we're going to be taking calls. There's going to be, right now it's probably going to be by email. People, the listeners will be able to send questions in, and I want to have an interactive program.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now that I've thought about this, just weird how time flies. He'll probably end up being president if we're able to turn this country around. He's got a real shot at it, except for the electronic voting machine fraud. I can read the tea leaves as anybody can. That I actually think I interviewed Rand Paul first. And I was going back in memory. I remember listening to something called Republic Radio before I was even on it. And I was on Republic Radio when Mark Kornke was running it with I think it was Dan Thompson. But the point is, I remember hearing Rand Paul on with Mark Kornke like in 1995 when I was just getting on Access TV. I think it was like right out of college then, pushing his dad to get back into Congress because he'd been in Congress in the 80s and then as a libertarian, I think like the first libertarian ever elected and then run out. And then he came back in 96. So I had just gotten on terrestrial radio in 96 and was able to call through Republic Radio. And then I got Rand Paul's number and I got Rand Paul on first. Then I went and met Ron Paul. His district used to come up to Austin, South Austin. And so I met him, I think it was in Bastrop or something the first time, when he was just Dr. Ron Paul. He didn't even really have gray hair. He had gray at the temples. That's how long I've known Ron Paul, 1996 in person. I'm just waxing nostalgic here. Here we are 18 years later, and the whole New World Order is attacking Rand Paul, the whole Republican establishment, the Democrats. Ron Paul's retired. It's weird. It's weird how life just goes by, and it's just interesting. It's interesting to, because it all gets foggy, you know, memory, and you start thinking, oh, now I remember that. I remember this. I remember, and now it's 21st century. Ron Paul's going to have an internet channel that goes on TV. They've got TV stations lining up. I've been so busy. Let me make a PrisonPlanet.tv important announcement here. I've been so busy doing the daily radio show, beta testing the nightly news for 2 years. Well, it's like a month before the blaze, you know, all that stuff that we're finally finishing the big studio and I'm going to give a tour of that soon. We're doing the satellite uplinks. The stations are pouring in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Dallas, Chicago, New York, UHF, VHF cable channels. We're debating which systems to get, how much it costs to be on these things. And I've just got to get the official TV show, not the beta testing you've seen, launched. I've got to do it because the world is waiting before they bring in the censorship, like Ron Paul was just saying, or before they kill me. And then I tell myself, man, you shouldn't be pushing them so hard. You need to just kind of relax, get your show on, fight the New World Order that way. But you know what? I don't even have time to worry about it. Ain't got time to bleed, folks. I'm just going full on against them. And it's up to God what happens. And it's up to you as well that God moves your heart, or if you don't believe in God, that intellectually you're moved, to spend your money with us. Because $36 million sounds like a lot. I know local talk show hosts that make $500,000 a year. Just local AM, FM talk show hosts. And, you know, in 18 years, if they put all that in there, you'd be talking about $9 million. In 18 years, I mean, if I made $40,000 in 1996, I lived in a roach-infested one-bedroom apartment to put it all back into film equipment. And if I made $200,000, you know, I put $150,000 back into it. And if I made, you know, $5 million in a year, I would spend all of it expanding. I mean, that's what I've done here. And that's why we're the maximum effort right now is to try to really officially launch PrisonPlanet.tv. And that's a good name for those that are awake. I need to call it something else, like the Alex Jones Channel. We've got a bunch of domain names and things, and I've got to get all that done. And I need to redesign InfoWars and Prison Planet. I need to. I'm not a businessman. I'm not somebody that knows how to manage people. I'm just trying my best. So pray for us and financially support us. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month in Operation Awakening the Sleeping Giant to wake people up. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. See the nightly news, all the films in high def. The site's really first right now. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. Just like you support.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.